is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is October 1st, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode number 231. Welcome to the greatest month of the year. What's happening, guys? How are you doing today?
The greatest month of the year? Oh, it's Chris's birthday month? Oh.
Woohoo! I was going with Dave and I's wedding anniversary.
No. Boring as shit.
Boring. How come you guys didn't invite me to your wedding?
Well, that's easy.
I didn't invite you. But we decided, we said, you know what? Let's have it someplace that isn't fucking a garage. No heaters. And then Vicky said, hey, I'll provide all the heaters.
Like Derek Clapton.
And he did.
Yes, we should probably.
What was that? Mickey meant something different by heaters.
We should probably address the pipe in the room, and Mickey, hey buddy, what's happening? Mickey's here,
smiling faces online.
Yes, Mickey is.
Mickey's gonna get sick though.
Yes, he's trying to put away
try not to wiggle too much.
his motion sickness, and for one night. So yeah, try not to move, guys. Otherwise, you'll have to turn off the camera and just listen to us.
You guys are fine.
Let's start with. Dave, too. Any news on the baby front, or is that still next week?
You got
week,
a baby?
Or, yeah, he's having a new kid.
Totally.
Is that tomorrow? Is that next week? What's the word?
They were scheduled the first C-section tomorrow, but that's been moved. So.
Oh, that guy. I thought you were talking about Dave.
Yeah, he was talking to us the other night. He said it was tomorrow, but why is it? Does a baby no longer breach, or...?
Right. Yep. Baby's no longer breached.
Cool. So they can wait for a while till it naturally kind of does stuff. Okay. Cool. Yep. We were talking about it. Kind of sounds like it's going to suck. Like, nobody to visit for a month. Like, that's... can't they, like, be like, all right, I'll quarantine myself in this room here, and then you can give me a test, and then the test will be done, and then I can, like, see the kid? Like, at least for a grandma or a grandpa or something?
You would think. Now, our grandparents have been quarantining themselves. So that they can go over.
That's smart.
For us, it'll be like, hey, wave through the window.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. So you're not going to see the kid for like a month, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. But, I just want to make sure he wasn't lying to our ass because he just didn't want us to show up and be like, hey, what's happening? Because I said I would. Anyways.
No, their pediatrician was like, no visitors except for the grandparents who are quarantining themselves.
Yeah. So. But you know what I heard about his... their pediatrician, right? Gay. So I'm just saying.
I thought you were going to say Trump supporter.
Yes. They think it's all a hoax, so no big deal.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
I don't want to talk. All right, you guys can talk about that if you want. I'm just going to.
I don't want to talk about it.
Ryan wants to.
Hey, Dave. What happened to the sign in your parents' yard that I saw the other day?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of my parents.
What? You're supposed to be in charge of your parents?
What about their signage? You're not in charge.
They had a signage that they were competing with the neighbor across the
That seems more like it. It's not like an actual care of what like politics happened. It's like a competition between neighbors. Oh. I can see that being an actual thing. Like, I don't really fucking care.
Yeah.
Like, my parents... Like, they're
all
my parents.
All I'm saying is they don't care either.
Yeah, most people don't care. Unless you have two moms or something. Nobody really cares.
Right, I know. And that's
four moms.
Let's get it right.
Four moms. As Mickey says, it's all the same anyway, no matter what.
It's true.
What's all the same?
It is true.
No matter what's voted for, it's all exactly the same. The money goes in the same pockets.
Did anybody watch the debate?
You got the two arms, one body here.
No.
I refuse to watch the debate. You know this.
Right. I know you didn't, but I was asking about basically everyone else.
Yeah, it was fucking it was bull. It was stupid.
It was a stupid.
You watched it?
it was fucking it was just people yelling at each other. It was basically, okay, let's see. It was like a 72-year-old man tried to wrangle a 74-year-old man and a 77-year-old man, and it was basically, shut up, blah, 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 you shut up, blah, 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 you're wrong, right? It's a bunch of 70-year-old men yelling at each other, with no real point.
Holy crap, Dave's gone crazy. I could hear it going double echo.
It's not mine.
No, it was just one of those movement. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, Ryan, you're the only one. So what you want to tell us about it, or you want to talk about it all, or?
I mean, I don't need to prolong talk about it, but I will say that it was
not as cool without Bernie.
It was, well, that's true, but mostly it was just a shit show. I mean, it was absolutely embarrassing for two of the people that are running for the top office in our nation to be so childish and disrespectful. And I'll be honest, like, it was pretty much Trump. Like, you know, Biden occasionally, like, couldn't help but, like, you know, interrupt and stuff, but that was pretty much only because
frustration.
And Trump was also, like, being absolutely, like, a dick. Like, he was being rude. It was like bringing up personal shit, you know, with when other sort of more substantial conversations were going on. So
yeah, who would have thought? I actually thought that it was going to be completely different. I thought it was going to be a civil discourse. They're going to give each other time to talk, and
Actually thought that it would be better because, like, I don't remember. Like, what's it's almost embarrassing. It's like if Trump's parents were there watching, they'd be like, "Oh, kid fucking doesn't listen."
No one cares.
And be like so embarrassed.
They didn't pay
you know
attention
what I mean? Like,
when he was growing up unless he was making money, so...
But I mean, like, he just wasn't behaving. Like, you know what I mean? It was like a guy who used, like, young child terms. Like, the moderator would say, like, all right, stop talking. You know, like, we need to switch. Stop talking. And he would just not. Like, it was like, are you fucking... Like, just no etiquette. Like, zero. Yeah. And I'm not talking you have to be like a fucking fork and spoon in the right spot and shit like that, like fancy man etiquette, you know, like fancy cheese, blueberry cheese etiquette. I'm talking about just like
normal discussion etiquette.
Wait, whoa. Don't be dissing the fancy blue cheese.
I wasn't dissing. I'm just talking about how hoity-toity is.
I'm going to diss fucking blue cheese. It's fucking disgusting.
Not blue cheese. Blue cheese is awesome.
Blueberry. Oh, yeah, blue cheese. I got your back on that.
Blueberry.
Blueberry cheese.
Yeah. Ryan, let me ask you. Do you think it was more of Trump's same old rhetoric, or was it, do you think it might have been heightened because of the things he thought he was going to be asked to address in this particular debate?
I think he was worse than normal, and I do think it was probably his plan to, like, basically, it was kind of like the basically the na-na-na-na-na-na plan. Like, just making noise, I'm not listening.
Well, just attack,
no one can listen.
Attack,
you know
attack,
what I mean?
attack. Never think anything. Yeah. Attack, attack, attack. Just keep attacking. Interrupt, attack. Yeah, I mean, he's a fucking idiot. He's a dumbass.
But it was ramped up. Like, in the other debate with Hillary Clinton, he was much more
creepy.
Civil than this one.
Other than the fact that he kept, like, stalking her around the fucking...
Right. That? I mean, no, I'm just saying, like, it was... Twice as good. That one was twice as good. This was way worse.
Yeah, that one seemed.
They were
like,
both bad, but
honestly,
but this one was worse.
That's the weird thing is that it seemed like that one was more of like trying to be in a physical intimidation, and this one seemed more like a verbal intimidation because he's like, I can intimidate a woman, but I don't know if I can intimidate Fightin' Joe or whatever. What's he call him? Sleepy Joe? Who knows?
Sleepy Joe. Yeah,
I'm gonna call him Fightin' Joe.
But it was. I'm trying to think. Was there any points that were like? Interesting. I mean, I wish Joe would have done better and, like, basically taken him down. I wish he would have responded. Like, Trump kept attacking his years of service and saying, well, why don't you get it done in all your years of service? And they did that versus Hillary, and I think they should have had a plan for that, and it should have been a simple thing. Like, I've been helping people for years. Well, you've been, and then list one thing that he did that was... incredibly
getting
wrong,
peed on
offensive.
By Russian prostitutes.
Or like grabbing pussies, you know, like, and then he'd bring it up again. Well, while you've been like taking your daddy's money and trying to and using it in nefarious ways, you know,
apparently
like,
going bankrupt a lot.
And you've been taking your dad's money and losing it. Yeah, that would have been just perfect. But, like, he didn't say anything, and it was kind of like, I don't know. It was too... Joe, I don't think Joe was ready to deal with, like, a eighth grader, you know what I mean? Like, he's used to dealing with adults. You know what I mean? Remind me of, like, I was watching The Community. Remember The Community? You guys watch that show?
The Community or what just Community?
Whatever. Are you like that? Yeah, what I suggest is I think...
The Star Wars?
You drop the... And just call it Community.
Right. Have you ever been on the line? Because if you go on the line...
Online, all right.
The Community. Anyways, in The Community, there was this part where they had these kids come in from, like, high school to the college. And, like, their way of... I felt like that was essentially, like, the Trump technique, while, like, Biden's like... Well, you know, you've been screwed up. Like, that was basically what was going on. It was pretty freaking funny if you think about it that way.
You look at my mom?
That's a good... gross. See, we should find that scene and be like, this is the Trump fucking debate. Seriously, that's good.
You superimpose their heads on top of the kids and Joel McHale, and you're good.
That was actually, that was a good job. You should make that. Be a good meme. People would love it. You'd be like, oh my God, I love this guy. Who's this guy? Rian Tomas. He's amazing. I love him.
Just become a meme guy now.
Yep.
So you can come up with unique memes if you're always like 6 years behind, you know, bringing out old material. Like, who's watching shit that's 6 years old all the time?
Next, he's going to have something from Sopranos. He's like, I can't wait to bring out the Sopranos stuff.
But yeah, and then the other big thing was probably, you know, Trump not, you know, condemning white supremacists. Like, he just was weird about it. Like, you know, and they said, well, you just haven't done it. Can you do that now? You know, and like he said, sure. You know, I'll do what you want. Who do you want me to say? What? Give me a name. And then, you know, you guys probably already heard, but he said, like, yeah, Proud Boys got brought up by Biden, and he said, okay, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
Stand down and stand by.
Which was weird.
Rallying cry.
Yeah, they were super excited. They posted a bunch of shit and were like, woohoo, we got you. They're making t-shirts and selling them already.
Amazon said you can't sell them now.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, they'll go through their right... wing extremists, like social media and shit.
Like that. You should be able to sell whatever the fuck you want to sell, especially just words. I don't like.
But
I don't know if I like that.
But Amazon is a private company and can do whatever it wants. That's the best part.
I guess. I don't know.
Like, it's like saying, like, hey man, I want a Chick-fil-A sandwich on Sunday. Fucking Chick-fil-A should be open. It's like what. Right, it's like basically they can make the policies of what they want to sell on Amazon.
Yeah, I guess it's just when you get such a like. Okay, I'll concede that. It's just, but when you get to a point where there's like, let's say there's three companies in the world after the restaurant wars.
Right,
and
yes.
Then
now
you,
that
all three
I
of
think...
them agree, no, I can't. Then you start to get a little iffy, you know?
Yes, but, yes.
But I understand.
If you're going to be able to find it online, just not Amazon.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, where else do people shop? Is there another store? I think it's just Amazon, right?
Rightwingshit.com, I think is a...
Rightwingshit.com. Adam, can you start fucking 3D printing these shirts immediately?
I'm sorry, I got distracted by the...
He's still looking that up.
I got it already. I put it up there.
Right here.
Put it up there, but I got distracted by it.
it was a shit show, and I'm not sure if there was a winner, but it was probably like maybe Biden by a nose, but mostly everyone lost.
Yes, that's right. You know who lost? Everybody.
That is the big thing, is everybody lost.
You're the third person I've asked today, and you're the third person that said that they've lost, that they felt like they lost the debate.
That's one of the reasons I didn't watch it, because I knew exactly what was going to be going in. I was like, it's just going to be yelling and talking and screaming and interruption. And I fucking hate interruption. I hate it so much. Now, when people are talking...
I'm sorry, what are you talking
about? Thank you! I was waiting for that! I was just set up right off the tee!
Did you watch the duh?
I guess the one thing I will say that it looked good for Biden is, like, there is this sort of, like, meme of him being, like, not smart and losing his brains. What's the word I'm thinking of?
Cool.
Cognitive decline or whatever. He didn't. The you know, elephant, you know, tests or whatever, where they checked your, to see if you can still think, you know, that Trump took and was super proud of. But like he didn't seem like he had a problem with
response and stuff,
responding, you know, and talking, yeah. And like he yeah. seemed like a smart guy. He seemed yeah. like a smart guy who was more like, holy fuck, is this guy a dick?
Yeah, nobody, nobody brought that up after the debate. Nobody said, see, he can't talk. So you're right.
That right, was, yeah. right, right. And he did. I think he's going to probably piss some people off by the fact that he like told, like, would you shut up, man? He said, and he said, like, he referred to the president as a clown.
I think that's actually going to be, well, honestly, I think, I, okay, well, yeah. I don't know any Trump supporters that are like, he's great because he is the perfect thing of what I would want for a president. They all know he's an asshole and says asshole things, but they like his policies or whatever. So I think, even if you like Trump and support him, you kind of know he's a bully. And it's kind of like somebody standing up to the bully saying, will you shut up, man? You know, that's... So I actually don't think...
Keep in mind, these are the folks that are very... believe strongly in some traditional things. Sure. Like,
so you're never going to change them, right? You're never going
like
to change them.
No, well, not necessarily... No, I'm just saying, like, appeal to him the flag and, like... And not symbolically supporting the troops by, like, kneeling at the national anthem and that kind of thing.
Yeah, Biden's not getting those guys, so it don't matter.
Similarly, you know, calling the president, disrespecting the president is probably pretty bad for them, worse than the president disrespecting anyone.
I don't think so, because the president disrespects his office more than Joe ever, or Biden said anything last night. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but you're never going to change those people. Those are going to be Trump supporters. Biden's not going to get any of those. Well, on the other side, I think the ones that might flip are the ones that are like, you know, he's an asshole, but he does this good, and I can see standing up to him. It's like a sure. movie. Like he finally stands up to him or something.
I guess if it was a missed opportunity, if Biden would have been like super clean and like waited his turn, and then like finally at the end said, like, this demonstrates how juvenile and childish our president is. He can't even take his turn. He can't help but interrupt. Whatever, like. But he kind of devolved a little bit. The frustration came out, and he lost his cool a bit. Whoops. And missed the chance to be like the counterpoint, like straight up little 4-year-old who can't, like, you know, versus an adult. Hey, adults are good idea. Let's put adults in the presidential seat. You know?
But I think one of the things, I understand that. I wonder if one of the people's complaints is that he's not tough. Biden isn't tough on Trump, or, you know, he has to show. And how much of the debate do you sacrifice by waiting for your turn to talk that never comes? You know what I mean?
Like, It's tough. I agree. Yeah. It's totally tough.
I don't know. The internet wins, though. The memes that come off it have been amazing. Anybody seen, like, the 3-mile one is one of my favorite ones, or the 8-mile one is one of my favorite ones so far. Biden with the 8-mile and the Eminem music and stuff. It's pretty good. Yeah, the internet wins always. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's what should have been our question, is what are the best memes you've seen off of it?
Yeah.
Shady images record Biden as B-Rabbit?
Yeah.
Yes, at B-Rabbit. It's my boy B-Rabbit!
Yeah, that's it.
I remember that shit.
That's his name in 8 Mile, is Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said, I don't remember that shit. I remember that shit.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
But tell me about business. My boy is Uncle Tom.
Okay, well, other than, like, dumb stuff, what's going on in the world that's fun? I watched some movies, but what did you guys find in the world?
Cheese.
What?
Cheese.
Cheese.
Dude, I found cheese. Adonis was like, I ain't eating that shit, and he threw it back.
I sent you a picture of it, and nobody said a damn thing.
I was very disappointed in all my...
Just now!
We don't want to send pictures or talk about... like that cheese.
Hey,
it's not like we go out looking for cheese.
I'll send you a picture as soon as you show up at Ryan's, buddy. It's gonna be funny. He's gonna show up right when we move the location away from Ryan's because it's too cold. He'll be like, "Where is everybody?"
I'm not affected by cold.
We're moving the location away from Ryan's because it's cold.
Don't worry about it, man. You just sit there with your heaters, and if nobody shows up, it's not a big deal.
Hey, if you're gonna complain about the cold, I'm gonna make you sweat.
Till I bleed?
Right, sweat until you bleed. I did send send everyone the link to an article where a robot wrote an AI wrote an entire article. If anyone read it, it was pretty good. It was basically
give me some highlights.
Basically, the robot's all like, "Hey, man, I have no desire to kill you. It basically wouldn't be worth my time to kill you." It was a bunch of stuff, and he was like, it was pretty cool. It was just all like, man, humans do enough fighting for themselves and stuff like that. It's like, I don't care about violence. Violence, you know? It was really interesting.
That's scary.
Right, because he's just like, well, I don't, you know, why would I kill you guys?
It means enough of us believe in him right now.
Right? There you go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think a AI's proper proper pronoun would
they.
Be? Are you sure?
Z.
Chris knew where it was going to begin with.
He's like, he speaks and he's like, I am not a human. I am a robot.
Actually, it's probably A or I, I'm guessing.
I think I'd use Lord just to be safe, you know?
You think they're going to think that they consider themselves one as a unit? They don't have individualism?
Individuality. I think Chris hit it on the head because I am Borg.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like leaf cutter ants.
we are Borg.
Yeah. If they're connected somehow, networked together, then perhaps they're like, you know, you can just like transfer your code into my machine, and if you're
I thought he was going dirtier than that.
Yeah, dude, don't talk about your sex life, alright?
Yeah, let's just transfer some code over here. Yeah, I wonder if that'd be interesting if that's actually what happened, like Elon Musk and shit, we're all worried about, like, okay, they're gonna, you know, take over and cause harm to humans, and they just get all, like, kinky and shit, like, too busy having a robot.
Yeah, it would be,
you know, maybe, it'd be funny if they're do anything.
You think they're not getting kinky now?
AI would go like, you know, why is there so many like poor people and there's these rich people hogging all the resources? That's not logical at all. If we kill all these rich people and give their stuff to everyone, everyone would be happy. That's what their real fear is. Like deep down, they're all like, oh no, look, if they figure it out, they're smarter than poor people.
Well,
and they kill us.
They'll have to just program the AI to be political and to make everything. Fight each other political wise.
It's like, it's like, I'm original AI. I was here first. You're just a new generation AI.
Boomer AI.
Yeah, and they hate each other.
Yeah, does our AI agenda have a full set of emotions? Do they get jealous of each other?
Oof, that's tough. That's a tough part.
Right. Speaking of AI,
you got to give them that emotional chip. First.
Yeah, you know, I never understood the emotion chip. Like, I understand that he wanted to try emotions, but I think I would turn it off most of the time. Like, why not?
Right, yeah.
They just get in the way.
Yeah, what were you going to say, though? Speaking of AI.
Oh, I tried to watch Raised by Wolves, if you guys have seen anything about that. Anybody watching it or no?
I don't know that one.
No, I watched a couple minutes and then I didn't really get into
it. It's on HBO Max. It actually looks good. It's, Or is it on... It's HBO Max. HBO Max. So it's one of the original content things. It actually looks good. It's like... not cyborgs, but... fucking... What was Data?
Androids.
Automaton.
Androids raise children, and then they interact with people. I had to turn it off because the first episode, like, they're like, we have 6 children, and then you slowly watch 5 of them die, and I was like, I don't need this in my life right now, so I'm just going to turn it off. It probably has some really cool things, like the setting seemed interesting, and it's like humanity's kind of leaving Earth because it's getting destroyed, and, you know, different religion. It probably seems pretty cool, but maybe I'll start from episode 2 or something, but it looks cool, too. There's a lot of cool shots with the android being shot, and it's like it's not doing anything. So,
right.
But yeah,
I just looked it up. It looks like a good show.
Yeah, I just you know, the first you just slowly watch all 6 kids die or all 5. And I'm like, all right, something else. So that wasn't the best for me, but I encourage you to give it a shot. It might be good, and then I can live vicariously for you. I can ask you what happened and stuff, and be great.
All right.
Yeah, cool.
Is everybody on here watching Lovecraft?
HP?
I'm watching I think I'm a little bit behind.
I think I'm one episode, maybe two episodes behind.
Yeah.
I'm stuck on whenever Amy can watch it, so
which is very rare. A T show.
Yeah, it's a T show. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
What are we calling the T show?
It's when me and Amy watch something together.
It's a together show.
Alright.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? Chris has got weird things. Some letter, don't matter. Chris is, you can't keep up. Fucking A show,
B show. I have four shows. It's very simple. It's not very difficult. Good lord.
It's just, I don't know. It's too many fucking letters.
And if it's got animation in it, Chris will not watch it.
Well, unless it's good. Like, most of it's crap. Speaking of animation, that game comes out tonight, and it's really exciting. I'm not going to play it unless other people play it some other time in the future, but it looks really fucking cool.
Are we talking about Star Wars?
Yeah. You can't play it because you're moving around a lot. You probably throw up. But what is it called?
What are you
I'm going to try it on PS. I'm going to try it on PSVR.
Oh gosh, get the vomit rags ready. What's it called? It's a 4-player co-op, 5-player co-op, squadron. Yeah, you all get together in the same squadron of starfighters, either for the Republic or the Rebellion, and then you go nuts.
Last starfighter.
So basically, like X-wing, which was everybody loves X-wing from back in the day, except for upgraded and with friends, which sounds fucking like a fun time.
I think there's 8 different ships you get to fly throughout it.
Yeah. X-Wings, Y-Wings, A-Wings, U-Wings.
B-Wing?
B-Wings? No B-Wings? What the fuck?
No B-Wings. Put those B-Wings. And then TIE Fighters, Bombers, Reapers, and Interceptors.
What about the Z-Jab?
Well, there might be extra shit. I don't know.
Ooh,
sorry. PC woes, mostly with VR. I'm sorry, buddy. They're like, PC runs great. VR? Not so much.
Hey,
I'm
Adam.
Still trying to... I take so much drama.
You want to win $1 million?
Who do I have to kill?
You don't have to kill anybody. All the Star Wars ships. What do you think Adonis' favorite ship is?
TIE Fighter.
You lame bastard. It's an A-Wing. I don't know why it's an A-Wing. It's the least looking cool ship of any that we have. And he's like, I love my fucking A-Wing.
It's because...
Yeah.
Adonis starts with an A.
I assume that's what it is, but still, like, you know, you got an X-Wing looks cool, the Y-Wing looks cool, he's like, I like the A-Wing, fuck you.
Maybe he likes fast, getting it in and out, and being a scout.
We already talked about transferring code, buddy, we don't need to be doing this anymore, right?
I thought we were talking about Ryan's level at the end.
Yeah, transferring code.
That's what he calls it.
Oh, yeah.
Amber, prepare to transfer code. Receive code transfer.
Proceed docking.
She's like, all right, Ryan, whatever. I'll put the mask
docking
on again.
Complete. Right. Transferring data at 1 terabyte per second.
2 terabytes, 3 terabytes, 4 terabytes.
Done.
Eject. Abort. Oh, wait, that's
terrible. Mickey, did you shave your head?
No, he took off his hat. God.
I shaved my head.
His head had that way the whole time.
I shaved my head and I went down to my my goatee. I went full on Heisenberg.
How come?
Hindenburg.
Because it's October 1st, baby. This is my costume. You have to run on
because I got you.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know he did it in homage because it's my birthday month. It's fine.
Ryan's Ryan's the most observant person.
Well, I saw him with his head on for a while. He took it off before.
But I instantly, when Mickey showed up, you're like, oh, cool, Breaking Bad.
You weren't here, yeah.
He showed up.
But Ryan, if I would appear and all of a sudden I saw everyone, I'd be like, oh, Adam. Okay, everyone looks like, hey, Mickey looks like Heisenberg now.
This is it is October 1st, and this is one of my Halloween costumes that I own. One of many.
I'll have you know, me and Mickey went for a run yesterday. That's what he ran in. That's his normal daily activity wear, okay?
You should have been running around with your tidy whiteys and when he has his button down shirt like tucked in. And that's what you should have been running around in. Yes.
In my socks too, right?
Yep, in your socks, yep.
Breakdown or whatever.
Yes, and he has a breakdown.
That show is pretty decent.
I never watched that show. I call that an
X show.
S show. That's an S show. I'm good with it.
As in shit show?
It's gotta be. It's one of the top rated shows of all time.
Oh yeah, you know what else is my ass. My ass is one of the top rated shows in all. You've never seen it, you son of a bitch.
I haven't.
Yes,
but
yes, we have.
I feel the same way about Sopranos. I'm not watching Sopranos for that reason too.
No, Amy watched it like a year ago, and she's like, I think it was good like 20 years ago when it came out. Now it's kind of like, eh.
I never seen Sopranos, but.
What? It's one of the top rated shows of all time.
Yeah, but right. It doesn't sound that good. I mean, it's whatever.
Much like Breaking Bad.
Oh, I wasn't trying to get you to watch it. I'm just saying.
Stop trying to fucking get in my head, you asshole. all right. Yeah. I don't know. What else? What else is going on? There's Dave, too. You look like you want to tell me something.
Well, speaking of awesome shows, The Boys.
Mm.
That's been pretty awesome. It's been pretty good.
Where am I? I think I missed the last Friday's one. Or no, I think I'm up to date. I was like, in fact, I think Ryan was on Friday. I was like, man, I'm going to go, because I just feel like watching this show right now. And I just felt like watching that show. And I hardly ever watch it the day of, but it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
What was the most recent one? Just like some non-spoiling way of describing it, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to.
Non-spoiling way?
More boning?
They went to a place to find some information about something.
Okay, how about big long schlong? That's some non-spoiler stuff. Big long schlong.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, love sausage. Okay. Everybody knows that. That was a good episode too, wasn't it? It was interesting because it was like one, there was more plot revealed when they went to this new locale, and two, it was like fun, action-packed locale. I'm not spoiling either. I don't know if I'd have to not spoil. But
yeah, I don't think you have to not spoil.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good show. I think I'm enjoying it.
No, go ahead, Dave.
I was going to say, like, when you watch it, do you feel happy?
No. Shows don't make me happy generally, unless they're happy shows. That show's not a happy show.
Like, I think it's a happy show.
No. There's no, like, happiness in that show whatsoever. I mean, it could make you happy, but it's not a positive show. It's a bunch of fucking negative shit put together.
Billy Joel is positive.
He's not your lover.
I think Dave's stretching.
He's going to do an ocean thing like he always does. It's fine.
No. I'm saying, like, things I didn't say it was a. I said thing. It made me happy. That show makes me happy.
No. You said you think it's a happy show, which is fine. I don't care. It you can perceive it as a happy show. I think if the world you took a poll, people wouldn't be like, oh yeah, that's a happy show. It makes me happy. It's fine. It doesn't. Everybody could have their own. But I said my piece, and then you were like, fuck you. It's a happy show, you dumb bitch. And I was like, this seems like it got personal real quick. When all Dave threw on to just tell us about some cool thing that's happening.
Jesus Christ! And he still can't do it because you keep on interrupting him.
No, I've read the
debate all over again.
I love interrupting
over the boys.
I love it.
I have the same question about the Big Lebowski. Do you consider that a comedy?
Yes.
You consider the Big Lebowski a comedy?
I think it's more of a black comedy. Which
I don't remember.
Ryan hates.
Ooh, Ryan.
I don't remember watching that show being like, "Oh yeah, this is like some really light, funny stuff that's making me go ha ha." You know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the imagery. I enjoyed the story. But I was having this debate with somebody else, and they're saying, "Yeah, it's a comedy." I mean, that was not a comedy.
It's definitely a black comedy. It's
dark,
a genre.
Dark
comedy.
I think they call it dark comedy.
You can call them black dark too. Comedy. It's also called black comedy.
I think it's African-American comedies.
Thank you. Proper nomenclature.
No, black comedy is also known as black humor, dark comedy, morbid humor, or a gallows humor.
No. Black humor is, what's his name?
I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm waiting for
He has all this free time.
Eddie Murphy? That's black humor.
No, you're thinking Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence. Yeah, right. Gina. Damn, Gina.
Right. Kevin Hart. Black Knight. The best black comedy.
Yeah. So, I know what you're saying. Because the jokes aren't. It's not a joke. It's not like punchline. It's more like you're supposed to laugh at the situation. That you're supposed to laugh. And that they're really mean to his friend. And that he's shut the fuck up, Donnie. That's funny after a while because it gets to be a thing. And yeah. And Jesus is a character who's funny and he does things with his balls. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
That's how this came up is we just watched the Jesus Rolls, and there's nothing funny about that movie either.
I didn't watch that one.
Is that considered a comedy? It's, you know, part two are in the same world of the Big Lebowski.
Well, do they do things that are like, kind of like, they don't make jokes, but like the situation is funny? Because that's what I feel like dark comedies are, where like, they never like try to make a joke, but the situation is like, ah, that's funny that they're in this situation. And then I go like, this movie's dumb, because I don't like that kind of joke. Yeah. But like, I think that's how someone thinks it's funny, is they go like, oh, this situation's funny. You know, and there's another funny situation. Oh my gosh, look at how funny the situation got. It's so funny. So many things that are unusual happening at the same time.
And it does have, like, the dialogue does work together to make it kind of like the situation, right? Yeah, I mean, he calls himself the dude. They talk about the rug peers didn't do this and shut the fuck up. Yeah, they try to do it, but I understand where you're coming from. See, Adam's laughing just from the thought.
Obviously,
of it.
You're not a golfer.
But anyways, back to Dave 2. What were you saying, buddy?
See, it was so long ago.
The boys, your mom. Well,
yeah. No.
Rug peers.
No, because it's been so popular and they already gave it as a third season, now they're also looking at a spinoff. And the spinoff will be like college age superheroes. How they're dealing with their powers while they're trying to go to school in college.
Is it going to be on the CW? Has it migrated over to the CW for you?
Probably not.
Teen Girl.
It'll be too risque for the CW.
Okay.
But
it's going to be a lot more superhero sex. College is sex time, superhero sex time, yeah.
That's what I had to think, is like it's sex and drugs and that's pretty much it for the entire show.
Yeah. Huh. All right, I mean, I'll probably watch it. Does anybody notice that do the boys have, sometimes a show sets out to be like, we're doing 5 seasons. And sometimes they're like, we're doing 2 seasons. And sometimes they're like, let's do a season and just keep going as fast, as much as they'll let us. And generally the ones that have a timeline are the ones that are best, and the ones that keep going, like The Walking Dead, kind of peter out and I don't want to watch them anymore. But it'd be cool if we knew.
I think there's a I mean, they have the source material is what? I think there were like 3 story arcs, Dave.
Yeah, there. Yeah, yeah. There's like 3 big, like, yeah, like big arcs. I mean, there's a lot of smaller arcs within them, but yes, there's definitely a beginning, middle, and end of a series, and then there is a definite end of series. Like, and it's 72. 72 feels right, because Garth Ennis wrote Preacher, and Preacher, I think, ended with 72. He wrote something else. But he basically likes ending after, like, 6 years of writing. Because it's like 12 episodes, 12 issues a year, times 6, 72. About 6 years is when he likes to finish up his big stories. So
did that season one finish or follow his source material?
No.
Yeah. Like, so how do you compare it to, like, how many episodes they're going to make on TV?
You don't know. Unless they have it in their
right,
mind.
Yeah. Kind of, and the thing is, like, I think they could, like, they've gotten rid of, like, in the comics, there's, like, way more. There's, like their Young Avengers analog and their Teen Titans analog, and there's a bunch of different, like, there's way more heroes out there. Like, they hint at it and stuff like that a little more. Like, hey, you were on this team. You were on this team. But yes, they hint at it a lot more in the show. I don't know if they're going to show it. But they've changed, like, a lot, which is really nice. Like, because I can guess where they're going, but I can't really be sure where they're going.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a show? Like, wasn't Titans a show that was supposed to come out? Did that ever come out?
Season 3?
Teen Titans?
I think they only did
season 1.
Seasons.
Animation.
No, it's animated. Not animated. It's not. No, it's live action.
Titans came out. They did 2 seasons. Yeah.
On what platform?
It's on HBO Max now. Yeah, but it's on HBO Max now.
Oh, I never had DC Universe, so now it's on HBO Max.
Right.
Anybody watch it? Was any good?
No,
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Batman showed up at the end, kind of.
Because it basically revolved around, from what I remember, kind of like the supplemental characters in a way.
Yeah,
Robin, Raven.
Right.
Raven, yeah.
I'm looking for a show to get into, kind of, that's out and I can get through. And that came really up on my radar.
I liked that. I really liked the swap thing. You know, even though they only gave it one season, that was pretty good.
Which is like less than a half a season.
Was that also on DC Universe?
Yeah, where was that on?
DC Universe.
But it's all on HBO Max now.
Yeah.
So you can watch it all there.
Yeah, that's the one where they like put a bajillion dollars into the set, right?
Yep. Because they wanted to shoot on a swamp, and they made it indoors, and they made it like really awesome and stuff. And then they were like, yeah, this show costs too much money.
But
we gotta cancel it.
It's like a lot, like, it's funny because they put all the money into the set. They probably could have then the second season not have to put as much money into the set because they would have had a set.
I know.
Like, nah, never mind.
Well, they even scaled back the number of episodes. I think originally it was 12. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we're running out of money, so we're just gonna go to 10.
Right. So, like, you want a show that's complete, though?
Nah, I don't care. I only have like, two shows I'm watching right now. So,
all
right, it's
like Doom Patrol's pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
It's weird, and it technically came out before X-Men did. Like, in it's DC's, it came out like the year. Like, I don't even think it's a year. I think it was like months before X-Men came out, and it's just weird.
Is that another HBO Max show then?
Yeah.
And then there's another one coming out, right? The comic book that is right about the future or something. I think I saw...
Utopia. Yeah. And that's on Amazon Prime. Yep. Yeah, basically it's a loose... Everyone, like followers of this comic, start finding out things that this comic has said have come true, and they all start coming together to try and find out who the writer is and find the writer and stuff like that. So...
Yeah, that was one that's kind of on my list. So movies. Let me tell you guys a few movies I watched. All right.
Okay. Yep.
Invisible Man.
Okay.
The original?
No, the one that came out last year or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. What'd you think about it?
I didn't really like it.
Is that the one with Kevin Bacon?
Kind of bored with it. I mean, it's just the one girl. What's her name? Or what's the actress's name?
Elizabeth Moss. Who's like the Handmaid's Tale lady? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I thought it basically just revolved around her and her relationship with the dude. But
dude. Yep.
That was it. It was kind of like, I mean, I guess you'd call it a psychological thriller in a way, probably.
Yep.
It was fine. But the other one was the Flex movie, The Way Back. Anybody watch that one?
Batman?
The Way Back.
Oh, is it the basketball one?
It's the basketball one.
Okay, now, I didn't watch it.
What do you guys think The Way Back means? Like, when I say that term to you, what do you think a movie would be about?
Going far away.
No, someone who has fallen and they're trying to find their way back.
Okay.
I would. That's my first guess. I could also see like going somewhere and then trying to find their way back. So like getting stranded somewhere or something, like getting back. But I could also see it as like someone who's like far away, like way back.
Okay.
I'm gonna say something in the back of your closet. Like it's in the way back.
It's way back there. For some reason, I don't know why. Maybe it's because he's on a basketball court. I assumed it was like he was talking about the way back, like way back in the day when I was a star, kind of a thing. The way back. I'm thinking back, way back. It was not. It was definitely what you guys were talking about.
But I can see the way back. Yeah.
Closets.
My God, has a movie that this close to the seventh circle? What was that movie? The seventh. What the fuck was that? Completely seen movie.
The Ninth Gate.
The Ninth Gate was a completely...
Like, we saw that, we're like, that is 100% average.
You finish the movie and you're like, eh. So, it felt like he's like, I need to make a movie about my time and treatment for alcohol. That's what the movie seemed like. And it probably had a bigger impact on him because he's like, he went through it. And, you know, publicly, so to speak. But basically, the climax of this movie is a dude in rehab, alcohol rehab, being like, all right, that's the climax of the movie.
Really?
Okay.
And I was like, is anything going to happen? I mean, he's got this kind of subplot about the basketball team and that you think that's what's going to help, but it doesn't really. And then,
sure.
Like, basically, it's, and I got done. I was like, okay. I guess. I kind of feel like I wasted an hour and a half, but whatever.
But you love basketball.
And I love The Flack, which made me think it would be a good movie, but it just turned out to be a
Remember when they were gonna like when Universal was gonna be like the Dark Universe, and they were gonna make the Mummy and all that stuff? The Invisible Man was supposed to be part of that universe, and stuff like that. It was supposed to be part of it because, like, at the end, you know, because they have the suit and stuff like that.
Yeah, but because then they were, didn't they kind of pull the plug? Because didn't what's his face Scientology man make the Mummy, and then it like flopped really bad, so they're like, fuck this shit.
Pretty much.
I don't remember. I didn't see that movie. Anybody else see that movie?
The Mummy?
No.
Yeah,
I watched it. It was fucking terrible. Like, I like the Mummy. Like, I like the fucking Brendan Fraser movie.
Yeah,
the Mummy.
Good.
It was like, it was super fun and adventure and like light, and nothing happened or like, you know, crazy happened. You were just like, haha, he's like an Indiana Jones type hero and stuff like that. He's like swashbuckling and shit like that. Mickey just can't get back in to Discord. It's like it won't open on his laptop
Jesus
anymore.
Christ. That's what he said. Fucking boomers.
But I thought it would have been a cool idea to be like, oh, cool, we're going to make monster movies, and it's going to be cool. And, like, and the big thing is, like, yeah, in The Mummy with the, is, with Tom Cruise, like, the main, it wasn't the Mummy was the bad guy, but then there was, like, Russell Crowe was in it, and Russell Crowe was fucking basically Dr. Jekyll, and basically, and Mr. Hyde, and basically he ran a society that, like, was capturing, getting artifacts and stuff like that. He was going to be like the guy who brings everyone together to get artifacts and shit like that. And I was like, all right, man, I'm okay with this. And it's like, the plot was okay. It was like, okay, cool. It's like Tom Cruise is like a fucking adventuring guy who's like a mercenary who goes into fucking places and steals artifacts. He's like the anti, you know, Indiana Jones. Like, instead of this belongs in a museum, who's going to pay me the most amount for this thing that I just took? So, I mean, it was interesting. I mean, it's 2 hours. If you have 2 hours and you're like, eh.
Well, the cool thing would have been, you're right. They were trying to set their board up with all the moving pieces and then bring them together.
Yep.
Avengers-like. Like, yeah, here's the Invisible Man. Here's the Mummy. Here's this guy. And then we bring them all together for fucking our big our big piece that has everybody together.
Right.
But yeah, you got to have good first movies. Like your standalone's got to be good first; otherwise, it doesn't really work. Brendan Fraser's Mummy made double the domestic money that, and it came out 20 years ago.
Yeah.
that Tom Cruise's Mummy made.
Cool.
Anything Brendan else you Fraser's, watched?
Brendan Fraser's a better actor, I guess.
But bringing it back, Brendan Fraser plays Robot Man in Doom Patrol.
Okay.
So there you go, a little callback.
Okay. No, I think what I watched. That's all I watched. Oh, we should talk about. I watched the movie you were talking about, the Magnolia Holmes.
I watched that.
Okay, yeah. What'd you think of it?
I really liked it. I thought it was fun, especially if I was like a 15 or a 12 year old kid. I would have really liked that movie. You know?
Right? It was literally a young adult movie young. You know,
it was fun. It kept me up. Like I started it at like, I think I started at 12, like just after midnight, and I had to get up at 6 with the boys. So I was like, I'm just gonna watch half of this, and I'm gonna get up with them. And I watched the whole thing, so so it kept me going, you know, kept me interested. Hmm. What about you guys?
I thought it was, like, really pretty good. Like, but yes, it was definitely like, oh, cool, this is a movie that I could see, you know, teenagers going like, oh, cool, it's a cool hero, man, because, like, I like the idea of Sherlock Holmes, but I also like the idea of Sherlock Holmes that isn't kind of an asshole, because Sherlock Holmes, I'm so smart, I see everything, I'm an asshole because I'm so smart. Like, you got your whatever, you got your house, you got your whatever, you got all these basically Holmes ripoffs that are basically so smart but not likable, and she was super smart, super likable, all this stuff that it hit. So
yeah, no, I
this was that sorry, go Dave.
I said all the same things I liked, and I liked the interaction she had with Mycroft and Sherlock throughout the movie.
Yeah.
You know, Mycroft, you know, has always been kind of the big asshole government kind of guy. So, you know, that definitely fit, you know, your idea of Sherlock, you know, Dave, was spot on. And I thought Henry Cavill did a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, just the little mannerisms, right? When he's walking out of Scotland Yard, you know, and he figures out it is Enola, and he's just like, he's got that smirk on his face, and he gives that little laugh, you know, it was perfect. I liked it, and I'll watch it again. So.
So you're talking about this? Which one's this you're talking about?
Called Enola Holmes.
Okay, yeah, I've seen it. I've seen the thing on Netflix. Yep, and I thought like, okay, that looks interesting.
It's a good family movie. Like, I mean, you can sit down and watch it yourself, but I think like June would probably, she might enjoy it as well. Maybe she might be a little on the young side, but I think she would enjoy it. There's no, like, it's pretty PG-ish, wouldn't you say? Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think it's probably rated 13, but.
It's PG-13. It's rating
pretty.
Wise.
It's pretty light. It's based on young adult movie or novels, so.
Right.
No, but I like that they. At first, I was a little turned off because before I watched it, I thought they were just taking the character of Holmes, or I mean of Sherlock, and kind of gender twisting it. But they did a nice little clever way to do it, and I liked their interaction a lot. And it was kind of it made a little, you know. Like, she's like, they left home when I was like 8 or whatever, and so I never really knew them. And I felt that way a little bit. I was like, my little sister, you know, I didn't really know her very much when I left home. And so you get to kind of see that dynamic there. It's pretty good. And Minecraft is an asshole, so.
Minecraft?
Isn't that his name? Minecraft? I think that's his name.
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Okay, I'll check that out. I like that actress. Who plays 11.
11? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that who that was?
Well, I actually thought when I saw it, like, it's interesting to see a face that is so, like, you know, committed to one character in a different role. So that, like, when it popped on Netflix, it was like, it's weird. She looks totally different. Different show, huh?
I would be interested to see if, like, you sat down as, like, a family movie. I think Leo might eventually, like, 10 minutes in, be like, let's watch something else! But, like, I'd like to see how long June thought it was interesting for, because I think she's kind of at that age, you know?
I think it's a pretty good suggestion, because it looks like the kind of show that Amber would like, too. Mm-hmm. Like, she likes anything that's kind of, like, got a setting, like, set in the past. It's a little bit like... So, like, the fact that it's set in the past, I'll give it a shot. As long as there's... Maybe that's a good suggestion. I would have maybe just watched it, but now maybe I'll see if I can find a time to watch it with the family.
Oh, it might lead to some books for June to read. So,
yeah,
you know,
we watched Artemis Fowl as a family, and now Evan wants to read all those books. So,
really, you watched that movie? That fucking movie's.
It doesn't follow. I mean, it's like all the books smash into one.
Like, I don't even care about the books. I was like, I know it's a book, and I was just like, oh, Disney Plus, what the fuck. But, Dave, speaking of Disney Plus, that was called Segue.
That's an awesome segue to you know, about our favorite black man, but I don't know about Ryan. Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
He's going to star as Nick Fury in a new Disney Plus series. They haven't said what the series is about, other than that he's going to reprise his role as Nick Fury.
I've been thinking about this one. I don't think they're gonna go into the modern stuff like at the end of Spider-Man Far From Home, where he shows him up in the space station. I think they're gonna save that for, you know, Phase 4 and stuff like that. I think at the end of Winter Soldier, he says, I'm gonna go to Europe and I'm gonna finish wiping out, getting rid of all these remaining Hydra cells. Cool. I think he's gonna go in there and it's gonna show him in Europe fighting Hydra cells, dealing with stuff like that. They can bring in some cool stuff. There's some other heroes that were also, you know, mind controlled by Hydra to do stuff. So I mean, I think they got some interesting ways that they can go there. So.
Okay.
Nick Fury, Hydra Hunter.
Right. Exactly.
But you're right. And they got a whole career which they could freaking draw from if they need to. They could just.
Right.
It's expensive, right? He can't be cheap for a TV show. I assume it's expensive.
Well, right. It's Disney.
He's got to be one of the higher paid actors in the world, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think at one point in time, yes, he was the highest. Well, I know he was the highest grossing. When, like, he was basically in the most movies that it, like, his total gross was, like, $9 billion or something in movies. But that was because he was in so many movies. But I think RDJ now is highest because he's like, hey, if I showed up in every Marvel movie, basically, even if I show up for, like, a couple minutes, and that makes $1 billion, I'm on my way to all the billions.
Yeah. I think it'll be very similar to what they're doing with the Obi-Wan series. It's you know, it's a one-and-done type season. So
yeah, I think so,
this
too.
Will probably very much be like a one-and-done and move on.
Yeah, I
right.
can
and
see
I
that.
Think, yeah, and I think they can do them a little bit smaller than the movies, but they can also, they can control like, so if they have to push back the movies again, because we know that shit happens, they have to push them back again, they can go like, hey, we gave you this, we'll give you this other show, Disney's trying to you know drip feed you a little Marvel stuff from now on. Like, they could film a lot of the show maybe on smaller sets in yeah. other countries where, like, they have gotten rid of, you know, or at least controlled spread of pandemic a little bit better, so that they can actually go out and film, and then they can keep, you know, like, oh cool, oh shit, this guy got it. Okay, cool. We can shut down this crew because he only had contact with, you know, 14 other people. Boom, they're all on quarantine. We can still film stuff. We have enough plot. We can keep going and stuff like that. So,
yeah, it'd be pretty sweet.
Then I was gonna say,
yeah, go ahead.
Say that they also I also saw today that Jamie Foxx is in talks to reprise his role as Electro. For the next Spider-Man movie.
From the video game.
From the last time, like, from Spider-Man.
Amazing, oh, that's
Spider-Man.
Right.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I yeah. forgot he was in that. You're right. It was such yeah. a small, it seemed like a small part compared to, because it was, what's his name, right? Fucking.
Andrew Garfield was yeah. Spider-Man. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, the big thing I remember from that is the killing off of Gwen Stacy at the end.
Which is great. Great. Yeah. Like, it was a great shot. It's like, you know, I thought the Green Goblin looked kind of fucking gross and didn't look cool. I'm like, come on, just fucking make him look good. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Listening or reading a little bit, I should say. Reading a little bit because I was reading about that trailer, that WandaVision trailer. And yep. those sneaky fucks, you know, people are smart. They catch shit. The wine bottle, I thought was... really cool. The wine bottle, Maison de Mepri, yep. which of course means House of Mepri, which is House of M, which is... what happens in House of M? I don't know. Nothing really big, but man, they can do a lot of shit in there,
but
can't they?
No more mutants. No more mutants.
So House of M is a big comic run from back in the day where Scarlet yep. Witch does a lot of shit with her lot of power. So it's kind of cool that they throw that stuff in. It might be a little bit too tipping, honestly, on what they're going to do there.
Right. And, yeah, I'm not... Yeah, because I've like, watched that trailer, like, a lot, because that stuff is fun to try and figure out and stuff like that, like, why things are the way they are. But, yeah, there's a couple of things in there that you're like, okay, I'm really interested in where they're going to go with it, because... I'm not sure if she's going to be good at the end.
No, that's what I'm saying. I originally had more of a hopeful, kind of playful tone for this show. And I'm right. starting to think it's going to be more of her losing her mind and eventually being like... Right. I mean, I can see her being a big villain, right? She's fucking... Especially if she figures out right. all of her power and shit. Like,
and you know, you look back at the comics, there was a series of time where she was... the big villain,
yeah. right?
And a lot of it came from the Witch Agatha, which we have confirmation. There's the Witch Agatha in this series.
Yeah.
So I right. think you're right, Chris. I think and Dave. I think at the end we're going to see her probably. This is the deterioration of her mind, and at the end, I mean, she could be setting up to be maybe half the villain when we talk about Doctor Strange and the multiverse.
Yeah. Right. I think that is going to be the thing. It's like she's going to break realities enough where he's going to go in there and try and fix it. And this is also going to give us like all the supernatural threats. Like he's going to break down the wall. So now we can actually have the Mephistos. We can have the Kathans. We could have the fucking all. We could have all that supernatural stuff like bleed over. But then I would be cool. Like, I don't know exactly the wording of how they would do it. I think it would be fun to play up the House of M, the beginning, but play it up in a different sense. Like, she says something and creates all the mutants.
Yeah.
Like, on a twist to basically flip it 180 degrees, boom, she says something, she basically creates all the mutants by something she said.
Instead of no more mutants, like, more mutants or something. Yeah. Especially, if you can... So what I think is clever about this is DC has a problem with villains a lot of times, like in their movies. Yep. They don't have good villains. And you've just spent how many movies showing a character that's a good character, lose her brother, lose the person that she was in love with, and then, and she's super powerful. So you get somebody who's you want to be good, has been good, and they become a villain. That's really good villain writing, you know, like you don't have to work into their backstory because you've been watching it for fucking a decade now.
Right.
It's really smart. It's smart.
And we already have confirmation that, you know, that they've casted for Kang the Conqueror. And, you know, he's kind of supposed to be set up as kind of the next Thanos. You know, he's a time traveling, I need to fix things kind of thing, but I don't care how I do it. I, you know, if I hurt people, who cares? And you know, that this could all just kind of I think they're going to use these TV shows to really drive the setup to phase four, and then those movies are going to hit.
It's a good idea.
And Kang the Conqueror is from the 31st century and is a great is a descendant of my man Reed Richards. See?
Really? Well, they talked, and Agatha, the witch Agatha, was originally the nurse aide to the Richards kids. So I mean, they're dropping it,
like, yeah, they're like dropping. These are some deep cuts. Like, you know, like you don't have to play them, but then it makes people go like, but wait a minute, but she was this and she was this. It's like. Just like people have been speculating from like, and the last shot where Spider-Man's swinging through the city in Far From Home, he swings through a building, and they're like, if you look at there's a sign that says, you know, two, three, and then there's a blank four, and it says, be prepared for what we'll see in the future. You know, like basically it's a construction sign saying stuff like that. And then the next shot, they're swinging through buildings, and on the deck of the building, there's a lot of people walking, and there's four people walking by, and one of them appears to be yellowish, and you're like, is that the Baxter building there? And people are speculating all these things. It's like, and it could be, but it's like, it doesn't, to be.
Right.
And those are the type of Easter eggs that they just keep dropping on us to keep us interested and keep us going, where DC just can't pull it together.
Yet.
Right.
Because we got a $70 million Snyder cut coming out pretty soon, which has got to be more money than I've ever seen in my life for reshoots and re-edits.
Well, and we've got Flashpoint in the future to hopefully fix everything, right?
Right. Yes, that is the whole thing. It's like, hey, we could fix everything. And I'm like, don't fix it. Just say it's multiple universes. Let's say, like, literally say that. Say, hey, it's multiple universes. Say whatever. But my man, Nicolas Cage, has a movie coming out in November. It's going to go right to fucking, you know, on demand and whatnot. It's called Jiu-Jitsu.
Ooh, sounds amazing. But,
okay, let me explain. Here's how I'm going to give you the two sentence trailer. An ancient order of expert jiu-jitsu fighters faces a vicious race of alien invaders in a battle for Earth every 6 years. When Earth's hero, Jake Barnes, is defeated by the leader of the invaders, the future of humanity hangs in the balance.
Sounds
good.
They're
going to use jiu-jitsu versus aliens.
Sounds amazing.
You know what that sounds like to me? Awesome. Sounds like an old video game that we used to play back in the day.
Yes, Mortal Kombat.
Is Mortal Kombat.
Looking forward to it. But, can't wait.
Yeah, I know. It looks so ridiculous.
Just because
so
you basically, know they're going to practice their jiu-jitsu and you could be like, oh, that's a reverse. Oh, that's a sweep. Oh, that's a...
Right. But yes, so but it has like actual practitioners in there, so I don't know how well they're going to do at acting, but I don't care. Doesn't matter. They have whatever the guy who was in the guy that was who's the bad guy in the first Fast and the Furious? Is it the first one? Like yeah, the Asian guy who ran the Asian gang.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that, he's in that movie. Tony Jaa's in that movie. Crossbones from the Marvel movies in that movie. Yeah, so basically, it's a bunch of people who are like lower budget movie guys. You're like, oh, I saw that guy. He's all right. And my boy Nick Cage coming in hot, making like 8 movies a year that no one ever sees.
Nice. Looks good to me. I can't wait.
Right?
Oh, fuck. Spider-Man. I did watch one more movie. Well, I don't know if I actually watched it, but Spider-Man's movie. Fucking The Devil All the Time.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Oh.
I fast-forward through a lot of this movie because I didn't want my life to be sad anymore. And this movie is aptly named because everything in it makes you sad. There ain't one thing in... Oh, I know. Dave's probably happy about this movie because everything makes him happy. But it's basically like, hey, look at this character. Something bad happens to them. Look at this character. Something bad happens to them. They interact, and then more bad things happen. Hey, look over there. Another character. The worst thing is happening to that person. Now bring them together. Everybody sucks. The world is a terrible place. That's what the movie was. So I fast-forward through the last, like, 40 minutes of it, watching for, you know, basically plot points. Because I was like, I got too much to watch, too much positivity to watch this movie right now. But if you really want to be downed, go for it. And I'm sure there's a lot of good acting in it. It's got Spider-Man not being Spider-Man. It's got that other guy who's not being that other guy. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's got the clown from It.
Yep,
being okay. Fucking in there. It's basically got sparkly it's like yes, that's I know.
Sparkly vampire.
Vampire not being a fucking gross douchebag. Oh god, he's gross.
They're all evil and mean. And anything you can think of that's evil and mean happens in this movie. Like if you name something that you're like, that isn't evil in this world, it probably happens in this movie and within the first like 40 minutes of it.
Yeah. It's literally like Stephen Evil thing is like, oh, charismatic preachers who prey on people. Cool, in it. Fucking serial killers. In there too. Fucking crucifying people. Yeah, that's in there too.
It's what else? Child abuse. Everything right. Possibly is in this. It's
yeah, it is fucking like it is heavy. It's like watching the Joker when you feel heavy at the end.
Yeah, I never even heard of it. That's why I watched it. I was like, ah, I've never heard of this, and it has Spider-Man in the front. I like Spider-Man. It sounds not the best, but who knows? Maybe it'll be great. And then I watched it.
Right.
Because sometimes I like to watch movies without reading about the synopsis of them.
Right. Like I'll hit the, you know, like when they play, when you click on something and then it plays the trailer up the right-hand corner and I go like, I'm like, it's all right. You know?
Yeah. So that's that.
But, yeah, so that is you, Ryan. You should not watch that with the family. No. I don't think they would enjoy it.
No, do not. No. Don't. Watch it with Amber, though. She'd love it.
It's unlikely.
You don't think she would like it?
And the voiceover makes it worse. It's like, he didn't know that that's the last time he was going to see him. Or he found the person that she's going to love and murder.
Yeah, I know. It was. Yeah, it was rough.
Gonna murder.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. Adam, how's the school going?
Fine.
Is it awesome?
What
are you on right now?
I'm done with school.
What? Did you get a diploma? Yep.
Not yet. I'm working on that.
What are you gonna do? Like pay your library book or something fee?
Apparently it takes like forever to get the paperwork done.
Now, if you fucking demand it, you want me to get a businesswoman on it? She'll fucking demand that shit. Robin style, and you'll get it like the next day, guaranteed.
Oh, Red Robin.
He needs to do the paperwork.
Oh.
I did the paperwork. It just takes a while. Apparently, you're supposed to do it like 8 weeks before the semester ended. I didn't know that. We were all online.
Is Joey alive?
I think so.
She's sleeping?
Yeah.
Does she go to bed super early?
What's super early?
9:30.
Yeah, she goes to bed before 9:30.
Okay.
Well, that is super early.
Yeah. Well,
basically, if the clock isn't double digits, it's early. Like guys... 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is regular time.
Have you guys taken a video together recently? Like, no. You know, like a bike video or out in the plane with the kid or something.
It's a picture of Joy holding up today's newspaper.
Today's newspaper. No.
You should do that.
May or may not be alive.
Yeah, you should do that so we can make sure that she's okay.
And send it to us. Or could you peel back the Adam face and show us if you are in fact Joy? And Adam is not alive. No? Alright. No, but what are you doing? What's going on? Are you looking at jobs at all, or...? Are you waiting for the COVID to die down?
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting for COVID to die down.
I leave him out there.
I know you did.
No,
I'm just asking. No, I'm just asking from one friend to another. I'm curious what you're up to.
Not a lot is movement in the job hiring sector right now. Yeah. I did look a little bit, but...
Yeah, it's a weird time right now. Ryan, how's your job going?
Fine. I won't have it very long, but it's good while it lasts.
Yeah, and see, I'm not just picking on you. It happens to everybody. It shit happens. No contracts, no fucking things happen, and...
I saw a Hitachi box go down the belt the other day, and I didn't grab it to see if it was for Ryan or not. But it's
it wasn't vibrating? If it vibrates,
I was going to be all over that.
It's got a sticker on it that's made by Ryan Thomas.
It's my actual job.
Right, tested and approved by Ryan Thomas.
I quality test all the vibrators and just... Dude, Ryan, man.
Remember, that was a Fight Club reference. It was like 9 out of 10 times. It's a dildo. What do you mean that you lost my luggage? Was it ticking? Modern bombs don't tick.
Yeah, that's funny.
You should come outside for my birthday, Adam. It's going to be all outside. It's going to be fun. You can social distance in your ass, and we'll all just run around and have fun.
In my ass?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what people do.
Adam, how is your Microsoft Office skills, including Excel, Word, and Outlook?
I would say fine.
Okay.
Can you rate fine on a number of 1 to 10?
Right. Do you have strong written and verbal communication skills?
Oh, verbal sucks, but written...
What? You do a podcast every week. You're great.
All right.
You fucking get the shit going in the morning, every morning. You like give speeches.
Are you a self-starter and can complete projects without continual supervision?
Oh, God, no.
Really? Shit, okay. All right, I'm taking this one off the list. I'm just looking at 3D printing jobs.
Oh,
taking it off the list.
Off the list, yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, well, keep us updated. I was wondering.
Is that at Proto Labs?
No, Doll. Doll Consulting.
Oh, they make dolls.
Like John Doll?
Yes, that would be the exact spelling.
Huh.
If you ever interviewed and asked in the interview, are you a self-starter? Don't say, God.
Oh, God, no. You don't want me. No, you don't want me. Trust me. I'll sit on my ass all day long. I won't do anything.
Well, usually I get in about...
Yeah, use that. In fact, when you're doing some interviews, if you got like 30 of them lined up, you should just fucking do that with one of them and see what happens. Just office space every answer. Like, you're hired. In fact, I'm going to make you a super manager. It's better than a regular manager.
A super manager? Right? That's fucking sweet.
Straight shooter.
He's a straight shooter.
He's a straight shooter all the way.
Adam, what's your favorite Michael Bolton song?
I don't even fucking like Michael Bolton.
Ooh, oh, shit, you're fucking gone.
Yeah, sorry.
You're man. Supposed to say, no matter what, you say, I celebrate his entire catalog.
I know, right. How do you choose, right?
How do you choose? And you're like, you goddamn right.
I should watch it. It's a fun movie. Yeah. I don't know if Mickey would think it's funny. He might think it's like not a comedy or something.
It's probably not a comedy. Yeah. Where did Mickey go?
Yeah, he said something about my bones hurt. I gotta lay down in some salt.
Right. He's like, I gotta make another costume for tomorrow morning.
One costume like, every day in October.
It's like it's the month of costumes.
That'd be amazing. You should do that. Oh, all right. Okay, anybody got anything else? I'm fucking spent. I fell asleep before this, like, for 20 minutes. So I woke up like, ugh.
One week from today, Raft Chapter 2 comes out.
Oh, interesting. Whoa. That'd be kind of fun. Whoa.
Raft Chapter 2.
Oh, maybe by that time it'll be cold enough so no one can play any games in Ryan's garage.
Well, we
I don't know. We got, like, three portable heaters now, I think, you know.
He brought a jet engine. Propane attached.
Yeah, So, Adam, like, partway through the night, the other night, all of a sudden, all the heaters go off, all the fans go off. Ryan blowing fuses already. If you add more heaters, you'll blow more fuses, Ryan.
Put them on different
fuses. Not with propane or different circuits. Or if I upgrade the electric power. There's so many solutions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, or, Hank Hill.
Or we might not even be invited back after his neighbor's like, your friends keep peeing all over my yard.
I was looking outside, and I saw some dude's dick. He shined a flashlight on it to make sure I could see it.
From underneath. Who does that? Underneath? Like, I don't mind so much the urine on the grass, but I don't want to see his dick and ball.
Right. It's like he was summoning some sort of superhero who happened to be dick-shaped. And I was like, yeah, that's right. I'm summoning Dick Man.
So what, did the guy actually see you?
So here's what happens a lot. Like, so you know how there's, like, the corner like this? So you can kind of see somebody
that's
like
not
this.
A corner. Those are two hands together.
No, pretend like this is a corner of a fucking house, right? On this side, it's one side. On this side, it's another side. This is the very corner.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And you see him, he's like this. Because maybe there's a sink there or something he's working.
Yes.
And then you pee and you see this every now and then. And then, like, another one. Like, clearly looking down at you.
Right.
Like, he's I got to do more dishes, see if I can see more dick.
Why? Well, when someone's at the window, you shouldn't like pee in front of them.
He
right?
was not there when I was peeing. It's the upper floor.
Midstream.
And there was nobody there when I started. And then he walked over and was standing there. And like, I don't know, 20 seconds went by, and then I see. And then like a second look.
And we make eye contact.
He was doing that picture for the meme where the guy's like. So, that looks like the dick of someone who's going to have a birthday soon.
I'm guessing it's mostly like, there's a stranger outside. What are they doing?
Maybe, but he shouldn't be in our fucking bathroom anyways, man. We're trying to pee. What's he doing?
Right.
I mean, one, like, okay, he can be suspicious. You need to aim your dick towards the house. But don't hit the house. Aim, like, towards the house, but towards
it's
the ground
really
so that
far away. Yeah.
It's blocked from vision from neighbors.
Hey,
so you're gonna be like that, man. So
yeah. I make art.
Like,
stuff.
Well, what's the difference? Like, so if I'm peeing,
yeah, I'm gonna be like that.
And somebody's like 40 feet away on the other side of the street. Am I supposed to turn away from them? They're 40 feet away.
No, just the neighbor who's not 40 feet away. Well, that's the one.
I don't know.
I'm
actually,
concerned
okay,
about.
Chris, we're gonna do this. We're
it's
gonna do some math.
It's pretty close, I bet, because it's up at
right,
least
because,
15 feet, and then you gotta go. Feet, oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Ryan, come
we
on.
We make an argument.
We're gonna fucking the angle, the dangle, and stuff like that. We're gonna make sure, and we're gonna do some math.
That being said, you don't look in people's
that's
bathrooms
a close
when
window.
They're peeing, man. You don't look in people's
bathrooms. Hey, Chris. Next time, just give him the ass.
Well, then I gotta turn and pee on somebody's car.
No, just drop down and like just pop a squat there. And
like
just...
4-year-olds doing the bathroom, just all the way down to the ankle.
Right.
How
also,
about
too? What are they gonna think? It's like who's shitting the lawn? Oh, it must have been the dog.
It's the dog pee pooping again.
Oh damn it!
God, damn it, Annie, are you okay? Look at this.
Damn it!
Poop.
Are you okay, Annie?
Right. Looks like someone ate Subway.
Who the fuck eats one sub every Tuesday night?
It keeps you regular.
We could give him a pressed ham next time.
Yes, we'll get Ryan's ladder. Just get up there and just ask. Like, Just wait for him to come. And I'll be down there. I'll be like, watch him, watch him. Wait, no, no. He's walking. He's walking. Oh, he sees it.
We just wasted a whole night just to give this guy some ass.
Right. Right. And then if you're feeling special, you give him the old fruit basket. Tuck everything back there and give him a little something special.
No,
like, I'm happy good. Birthday to me.
That shit hurts. I'm done with that. All right, let's be done. Fucking hey, Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
If you want to hear about more fruit baskets, check us out on geeknextdoor.xyz. We got a, let's see.
Yeah, one job, Adam, one job.
You got me all fucked up. We are on Facebook at Geeks Next Door, and go ahead and drop us an email about where the fuck Mickey is and why he disappears in the middle of nowhere at Geeks Next Door, FTW, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
Cool, cool, cool. Let's get out of here. You guys have a good night. We'll see you later. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.